We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Live from Langdon Farms Golf Club, site of the 8th Fan Golf Classic, this is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
Today's show and the Fan Golf Classic are presented by Audi Wilsonville, offering unmatched service to help you find the perfect car. Online at AudiWilsonville.com. Also brought to you by Goldberg Jones, Divorce for Men, Pelican Brewing, Infinity Golf, by Grey Goose, Clausen Heating and Air Conditioning, by Town Park, Matchstick Golf, Coors Light, PG Long Flooring, The Children's Courts, X-Golf Tualatin, Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, by Laurelwood Brewing, Battery Exchange, Encore Audio Video, and by Backwoods Brewing Company.
You guys talk for a living.
Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right, hour number three out here at Langdon Farms. As we have the 8th annual Fan Golf Classic. I guess it's not the annual this year because we had 2 years off. It is back. The 8th Fan Golf Classic brought to you by our friends at Audi Wilsonville. It's an awesome event. We love being out here every single year. Flight 2 is on the course making their way around. And Flight 1, I just saw a big old TV loaded into the back of a truck. Somebody ended up winning a TV as part of flight number one. It's an awesome event. It's always great to see the listeners out here. Have a great time with all of them. And I can't thank our sponsors enough. They've all been kick-ass throughout the entire time out here. They always are a great time to be around. They always go the extra mile. I was talking earlier about Matchstick Golf, you know, ratcheting it up a notch and saying, you know what, we're going to kick this KP up. And we're going to make custom ball markers for the KP on hole number 6. And that was just kind of off-the-cuff thing. That's not even the KP prize. He said, I'm going to ratchet it up a notch. Our sponsors always go above and beyond and go the extra mile for you, our listeners, and that's why they are awesome. So thank you to all the sponsors that are out here today. You heard them in that update there, and to hear them throughout the course of the day, throughout all the updates. We've been talking sports, having fun. We had, Danny Morang came out from the Jack Ramsey's podcast, and we talked a little Blazers. We talked to Jeets about being a long-suffering Mariners fan, and now he's suffering through what could be Seahawks. This year, he's from KGON, Terry Boyd's World. He and Terry came out and they golfed this morning, too. So a little Odyssey Love Fest out here. But we're still keeping the sports going along. And where we got to start hour number three is the recruiting trail, especially with the Oregon Ducks right now. Andrew Nemec, he was on with Dirt and Sprague earlier this morning. He's our recruiting insider. You can hear him Thursday nights right here on The Fan with Recruiting Show with Andrew Nemec, SB Live's Director of National Recruiting. The University of Oregon is in for a 5-star quarterback. His name is Dante Moore out of Martin Luther King Jr. High School in Detroit. And Nemec is predicting Moore to the Ducks. Here's what Andrew had to say earlier this morning.
Oregon missed on Nico. They missed on Rashada. They pivoted to Dante Moore. He had a great visit in April, really bonded with Coach Kenny Dillingham, the offensive coordinator, took a visit on his own dime last weekend. That reportedly went really well, and he is the last domino on the board. That's why I think a commitment is coming sooner rather than later. Every other 5-star quarterback in the country is already committed. Nearly every other top 15 quarterback in the country is already committed. Dante Moore really doesn't have a tremendous number of elite options left, and either does Oregon. And I say that even though Dante's a five-star quarterback, Alabama's got their guy. Clemson's got their guy. Ohio State's got their guy. Notre Dame's got their guy. They got him in 2024, actually, in C.J. Carr, Lloyd Carr's grandson. So all these programs have their guy for the class. That leaves not a lot of options left. Oregon and Michigan are probably going to battle this out to the end. He is from Michigan, but I do think Oregon's going to pull this one out, thanks in large part to last weekend's visit.
So there it is from Nemec. And look, this is going to be – this is impressive. Dante Moore is a five-star quarterback. You heard Nemec talk about how good he is in comparative to what's going on across the recruiting cycle. But think of this. Class of 2023, you got Arch Manning, the number one recruit in the country. He's a five-star quarterback. You have Nico Iamalavea, who's the $8 million man for the University of Tennessee. Jaden Rashada, who just committed down to Miami. And Mario Cristobal, $9.5 million in name, image, and likeness to land Rashada. Now you look at this young man, Dante Moore, out of Detroit. He's going to be traveling 2,400 miles across the country to come and play for the Oregon Ducks. The big thing that I hear when I heard Andrew Nemec say that this morning, that the light bulbs went off and said, you want to talk about a prediction. Traveling out to Oregon for another visit on his own dime, right? That is like the beacon and that signal that, all right, this is where commitments come from. This is where, you know, you're laying the groundwork because somebody else is there and on campus. And they had that a four-star running back out of Florida that was on campus too. These are all great things for the University of Oregon moving forward, and for a highly touted quarterback. There's 4 5-star quarterbacks in this class. This guy is he's one of the finalists at the Elite 11, right? We've heard so much about Malachi Nelson, who's going to USC, the Nico Iamalavea, who's going to Tennessee. We've heard about Rashada and Arch Manning and all these guys who are committed. He's one of the finalists for the Elite 11, Dante Moore is. He is 6'2". He's a 200-pounder. He can do it both with his arm and his legs. He is a gifted athlete. He is a perfect fit for Kenny Dillingham's offenses of old, and he's kind of that throwback to what Oregon has always had at the quarterback position when they are at their best, which is an athletic playmaker who can freelance, he can wheel and deal, he can play off script, get outside, throw the ball on the run. He is fundamentally sound. He can do it inside the pocket, but he can do it outside the pocket and with his legs, and that, to me, is the fun part about this. You know, reading Nemec's work, he's saying this is the highest prospect the Ducks would ever land. The number 12 overall prospect at the quarterback position, I should say, Kayvon Thibodeau, number one overall. But he is the highest-rated quarterback that this team has ever landed. And that is a great sign for Dan Lanning and his staff and where they're going. Now, is it going to take the $7.5 million number that's kind of been floated out there as the name, image, and likeness? Is Oregon going to play in that game? Are they going to go into those waters where you're paying the big money for a guy that is unknown? And we all know this at this point, what the knowns and unknowns are in recruiting. If your recruiting was a science, every team would pan out, right? Every five-star guy would pan out. Is Oregon going to dip into those waters of the ones that are offering multi-million dollar deals without ever seeing a guy play? I think they probably are, if it means getting a quarterback in this class and a quarterback of the future. You want to get those five-star guys in there. It is good to project. And we're talking about, you know, the running back out of Florida that was on his visit too. Also today, just a couple of hours ago, actually, right as our show was starting, Johnny Bowens is a 4-star defensive lineman. He is like a 6'4", 270-pound monster out of Texas, decommitted from Texas A&M. Guess where he was last weekend? Eugene, Oregon. He was in Eugene. He just came off a visit from the Ducks. He has big-time offers from, you know, Texas, LSU, pretty, you name them, he's got them. He was a commit to A&M, went to Oregon for a visit, comes back, and today he has decommitted. This is a new world in recruiting, because I saw this, Oregon recruiting on Twitter. They put out the top 15 classes with their average distance per commute. On3 does this, and I think it's pretty cool, because it shows you can break down how many recruits are coming from in-state, how many are 4- and 5-star, how much they're spending on name, image, and likeness in this recruiting cycle. You can sort through all this, which, by the way, Oregon has on average, by the way, this is average per commit. Oregon is averaging, $49,000 per commit, and they have a rating of 62% of their commits are 4- or 5-star guys. To put that into perspective, Ohio State is averaging $92,000 per NIL per recruit, with 92% being 4- and 5-star players. Alabama's at $167,000 per recruit, with 85% being 4- or 5-star. Texas is up there, $260,000. And USC's at $141,000. So Oregon, really, think of that. I'm listing out all those numbers of the big players, right? Ohio State, 92. Notre Dame, 68. Alabama, 167. Texas, spending $260,000 per recruit in NIL. USC's at $141,000. The Ducks are still at $49,000. That's why I say, are they going to dive into the deep ends of the name, image, and likeness game, right? You're going to have to when I bring up this next number. The average distance from home for each recruit, and this is where the Dante Moore number, you start saying, all right, I get it now. The average distance from home that the Oregon recruits are currently 1,302 miles. 1,302. Think about that. We have the top recruits in the country. Let's go Alabama. Average distance of their recruits, 189 miles. Texas, 567 miles. That's not even going across the state. Think of that. Georgia, 347 miles. USC, 494 miles. Clemson, 340 miles. Texas A&M, 119 miles. They have the 11th ranked class in the country. You didn't talk about the talent in Texas. They are 119 miles. In Oregon is 1,302. This is where it all comes back to, when Scott Frost and Chip Kelly were at Oregon, and they said, it is so hard to recruit to Oregon. It's impossible to recruit to Oregon. It's not when you have the right people, and when you have NIL now is going to be a big helper to the Ducks. It is, if you want to dive into those waters and you want to start ponying up that money for guys that you've never seen, you're going to have to start paying up if you want to get Dante Moore across the country. If you want to go down into Texas and start stealing recruits from, like that Johnny Bowens from Texas A&M, and you want him to commit to the Ducks, that's what it's going to take, is diving into those deep waters, because it's not overpaying at this point for NIL. It's keeping up with the Joneses. 503-250-1080. That is the Fan text line. We have a lot of text coming in on this. We will get to those coming up next. Dustin, Friends on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode, and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dusty and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
503-250-1080, that's the Fan text line. We're out here at the 8th Fan Golf Classic out of Langdon Farms, presented by Audi of Wilsonville. The second flight, not stumbling yet. They'll get there. They've only been out on the course for about an hour. But the flight one, I still see some scragglers around, and God bless them. They're still tying one on here at Langdon Farms. I'm sitting right next to Jason Sukanik, who will be live and on the air out here at Pumpkin Ridge. He doesn't even know. He's just putting the headset on right now.
I'm live right now.
You're live right now. I just thought it was going to be later. Yeah. I was going to say, you made it out of your COVID den.
COVID-free as far as you know.
Thank you.
You've had the COVID.
I did. I'm glad you kicked it.
I feel great.
I'm glad you're good.
I feel great. I kicked COVID's ass. What is this whole thing? Like, what are you talking about? It's like a day and a half.
Why do you sound like the goat from Adam Sandler? Like, what is this?
You throwing the football around with the boys?
What is this? Superimposed.
You button-hooked me. COVID button-hooked me. You better not mention that again. No, I feel great.
Good.
So I feel bad. Rob, on the other hand, I got a text from Rob. Oh. Rob's legit, like, sick. So. Well, he has the worst immune system known to man. So Lynch has brain fog and has been lingering for like 7-8 days.
Hey, brain fog is real, dude.
Yeah, I've heard my buddy had it for like 3-4 months, and he said he did not, like, it was really jamming him up. He's like a really detail oriented person, and he said it was messing with work. It was really in his head where it was jamming him up.
It got me for a few months too. The old brain fog. I still feel it, like, at times where I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And then it just goes away super quick.
But luckily mine wasn't bad. Good. I started feeling weird on the draft day, and I was sick for one day. Friday I laid in bed, and then Saturday I woke up and started going, and now I'm good. So I guess been 5 days, and so I'm back. I am,
you're keeping your space.
Yeah, normally we come out here, and I'm out here early, and the boss was like, just show up for the show and kind of, I think you're going to stick around and help out with some of the awards and stuff. So I think they're being – we just want to make sure that everyone's comfortable. Yeah. So I always say, like, if people are fine being around me, great. If not, kind of keep your distance.
Our engineer, Jeff McGinley, is sitting on your lap.
We're cradling him. It's great. It's wonderful. Well, I don't mean to interrupt your show. I'll let you go back to your regular pursuit of academic excellence.
It is always academic excellence here. We got 503-250-1080. See, Suk is going to be out here. He's going to be on the mic in just about a half hour. He's going to take over these airwaves. As long as he can get his internet going. But we were talking about the University of Oregon, and they're in the money for, and this is quite literal, in the money for the last remaining 5-star recruit on the table. Dante Moore, he's a 5-star quarterback out of Michigan. Andrew Nemec has a prediction that he will commit to Oregon. He paid to come back out to Eugene on his own dime. Just this past weekend to take his visit. And, he is a guy that if you're looking at what game changers at the quarterback position and how you need and you must, and this is an absolute must in football, is why it was such a big deal when Mariota was at Oregon. You have to get a quarterback in every recruiting cycle because they will leave, they will transfer. It's the nature of the beast at that position that you're going to have turnover. So you have to land a quarterback in every single class. And for Oregon, they're looking for a 5-star guy. They're looking, they're not in the business of getting guys that are going to be gaps, stop gaps. They want to get game changers at the quarterback position. And Dante Moore is presumably going to be that next guy in line. For the Ducks. This text, 503-250-1080, says, speaking of Texas A&M, we were talking about the NIL deals for every single team. They're at $60,000 per recruit in their 2023 recruiting class. That's what they're averaging per recruit in NIL, which is a little bit above average. Oregon, by the way, is sitting at 49, which is below average. For NIL of the big dogs that are playing right now. And this text says, did they pay for every single one of their recruits? That is one thing that we've heard. That's what Nick Saban had said. And that caused such a fuss. We don't know, and we won't know until those guys get on campus in what NIL agreements that they end up coming up with once they're on campus from the collectives, but because then they all get put into a database. But one thing that we do know is that Texas A&M does not have a single recruit outside of the state of Texas. They have 100% of their commits, which is a top 10 recruiting class right now. Is from the state of Texas. If you look at Oregon, in state, they're the only school outside of Clemson. They are the only school outside of Clemson that does not have, and this is, we're talking the entire top 25 that does not have a single recruit from their own state committed as of right now as part of these on three recruiting rankings that I'm looking at. The only one, 0%. Are from in-state. That tells you just how far you have to search for the talent, especially when you have to dip into California where the competition is real. I mean, look at where Miami just recruited a quarterback and gave him $9.5 million. He's from Pittsburgh, California. You know, that's a Bay Area. That's where Miami is coming out to grab a recruit. I know Mario Cristobal and that staff, they have familiarity out on the West Coast, but if you look at it, I mean, just look at where Bryce Young is from, where DJ Ungulele is from, where CJ Stroud is from. They're all from the state of California. And so Oregon is now, they used to have their pick of the litter down in California. That's changed, man. Those times are gone. Everybody has realized, skill positions especially, you come out west. And with USC being back as a giant, Oregon is having to get more creative in the way that they're doing that. 1,300 miles, that's the average distance per commit. And they right now have their eyes set on a running back from Florida, a defensive lineman from Texas, and a quarterback from the state of Michigan to really kind of bolster and pump up this recruiting class that is sitting 12th in the country. All right, let's change gears here. In Major League Baseball, they have bent over backwards to appease the Oakland A's. First is Rust with SportsCenter.
Dusty and friends on 1080 The Fan.
Out here at the Fan Golf Classic, 8th annual presented by Audi, Wilsonville, Portland. Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. We've got flight number 2 out on the course. I've already got text in at 503-250-1080. P1 Anthony, is out on the course, and he's saying, we are off the rails, and we have 17 to play. I love this. I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite days of the year, having everybody out here for the Fan Golf Classic presented by Audi Wilsonville. The Oakland A's are in a forever fight with their city trying to get a new stadium made. There have been veiled threats time and time again. We know this always to be a thing with them is they try to get out of the Coliseum. They try to get a new piece of land in the Oakland area. And then the recent one is Howard Terminal, where they put out these insane renderings. They get everybody all hyped up, and then they try to leverage the city and say, see, Oakland doesn't want to play ball with us. Now we have Major League Baseball has, and this is according to both the New York Post and the Las Vegas Review-Journal, that Major League Baseball does not plan to charge the Oakland Athletics a relocation fee if the team moves to Vegas. Now, this is a bizarre turn of events because of how many times we've heard Major League Baseball say, oh, no, we're going to do everything we can do and exhaust all options in Oakland in order to get a stadium built. All options except for having the owners of the Oakland A's build a damn stadium. They cash checks year in and year out from Major League Baseball. We know that they're not short of money. They play in a dump of a stadium. They have a cut payroll every single year. Anytime a good player's in there, they say, oh, he's gonna cost too much. And so they send his butt out of town because they don't want to pay. They're cheap owners who refuse to build a stadium. And so what they have not exhausted all options. All they're doing is now bending over to the Oakland A's and saying, all right, if you want to move to Vegas, where Vegas will build you a stadium. We know Vegas will bend over backwards to build stadium for teams because the only people that get charged for it is you and me who travel to Las Vegas and stay in a hotel. The hotel tax, the travel taxes that go in Vegas, that's all they build stadiums on, so it really doesn't affect the people that live in Vegas. And now Oakland not having to pay a relocation fee, that means they're probably on the move. This is probably the nail in the coffin for Oakland to lose their team and if they move to Vegas. Now, the one thing that could happen here is maybe Oakland, the city of Oakland, comes to the table and says, all right, now that we know that you're not going to have to pay, you know, $1 billion or whatever it would be to relocate, we will start playing ball. Doubt it. I highly doubt that. But as it may help the Portland Diamond Project, if there is a pulse on that remaining, or any of the other ones like Nashville or Salt Lake City or insert city that is trying to formulate a baseball project, that means the Tampa Bay Rays are probably going to be in the same position because what are they going to do? They're going to look at Major League Baseball and say, we've been playing the trop for since our existence in the late 90s, and it's been a dump since we opened it. Can we get the relocation fee waived, and can we move our team out of here too? If you did it for Oakland, why can't you do it for us? And that may be where things start getting a little bit hairy, is if the A's get this, well then Tampa has a big, big, big case for theirs to get waived as well. So that's something that I want to keep an eye on because Rob Manfred giving the go-ahead to the A's that, all right, you can pursue relocation without a fee, that could have a looming effect as all of these stadiums start to age out and get older, especially in Tampa where they've been wanting to get out for quite a while as well. So that's just something to keep an eye on in the world of baseball, as no relocation fee means, hey, Vegas, you're getting another professional sports franchise. And I've got to think in Vegas, there will be an oversaturation at some point with all of these professional sports teams coming in. It's one thing. The NFL works anywhere. It is 8 dates that you have to sell out the stadium. You're in Las Vegas, so half of the fans are going to be from other teams. NHL, you were the first ones there. You got to plant your flag. The Vegas Golden Knights going to the Stanley Cup final in year one. That hooked a lot of people in that city, and it worked out really well. So now you have 41 home dates that you've got to fill for the Golden Knights, but you were the first ones there. That's a huge head start and a huge advantage. What does it look like for Major League Baseball when you have to fill 81 home games and you're not going to have that connection to Las Vegas, you know, like the Golden Knights did? You're going to have to fill out 10 times more games than the Raiders do. It's going to be a tougher putt, and this is where we may see oversaturation in Vegas finally happening because, yeah, you may get some fan bases that, and this is what happens in every city, Yankees, they'll always show up. The Red Sox, they'll always show up. But what is it going to look like in the middle of July when the, I don't know, Baltimore Orioles or the Arizona Diamondbacks, which are right down the road anyways, are in town? What does that look like for the Vegas A's? Because I don't know if they're going to have as rabid of a fan base as they've had for the Raiders or the Golden Knights. It'll be something that I'll be keeping an eye on for sure. 503-250-1080. That is the fan text line. Hey, is Amazon creating the best football crew? Dusty and friends on the Fan.
Dusty and friends on 1080 The Fan.
Always a great time to come out here to Langdon Farms. We've got the 8th Fan Golf Classic presented by Audi of Wilsonville. It's awesome. And I know I've said it a lot, but it really is. We do have the best listeners around, and it is true. I love seeing the listeners out here because in my 14 years working here, we've had a lot of time to kind of build and grow relationships with you, the listeners. And this is one of the great times where we get to see all of you guys out here every single year. And it's a really cool event, and Langdon does an incredible job of putting on events. You know, this is something that we are just a speed bump for them on the way of all of the events they do all summer long, man. They have one every single day for weeks on end during the summer because they're the best in the area at putting on events, and it is kick-ass to come out here and see how smoothly the events run. So our partners at Langdon, can't thank them enough. And also, I mean, just think of our great sponsors. Our sponsors are just as loyal and as good as our listeners are because they go above and beyond every time we put on this event. So thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our listeners. You guys are awesome, and we couldn't do it without each and every single one of you. It's kick-ass every year. I just can't say enough. All right. Last little sportsy thing before we send you off here is I think Amazon may be putting together the best football crew around. Think of this. Amazon has come through and they got the rights to Thursday Night Football, usually like a whatever, moving on. They have Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit committed to doing the play-by-play. That's fantastic. Kirk will still be doing the college football stuff for ESPN. That's great. The studio show will have, and this is what is, I think it's really going to separate them and make them better. They will have Carissa Thompson being the studio host, formerly Fox Sports. You will have as your analyst, and I'm assuming that they will have a revolving door, maybe mix and match some of these guys or just have bits for some of them. Your analysts will be Richard Sherman, Tony Gonzalez, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and then they announced today, according to the New York Post, Adam Marchand, Aqib Talib and Andrew Whitworth will be joining the studio show for Amazon with special appearances from Marshawn Lynch that has been reported, doing various vignettes and things like that. Think of that. The collection of talent. And if you've never heard Andrew Whitworth, that guy is an amazing speaker. I highly recommend you go out and you look up his Man of the Year speech that he gave when he got the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, because it was an incredible speech that Andrew Whitworth gave. He is awesome. He's got a little Southern drawl to him, too, which it makes it a little bit easier to listen. And Aqib Talib, one thing that I love about Talib in watching his broadcasts are that it feels like you're watching it with your friend. Like, he may drop an S-bomb at any given moment, and he just watches it like a fan does, like your friends do. And he just genuinely enjoys himself. I know it's not for everybody. I know that annoys some of the purists that just want their broadcasters to be, you know, straight-edge guys. But I love watching Aqib Talib, and here's where I think Amazon's hitting it. With Talib, with Marshawn Lynch, with Richard Sherman, with Ryan Fitzpatrick even, we have to remember that they're on the internet. This isn't your normal terrestrial broadcast where you don't have to cuss. We could see unfiltered Aqib Talib or unfiltered Richard Sherman or unfiltered Marshawn Lynch in the studio shows doing pre and halftime and post. And that, to me, is where I may be most excited about what Amazon's putting out there. I may watch Thursday Night Football, and if you want to make Thursday Night Football palatable, that's kind of how you have to go. Like, you have to put on characters that aren't afraid to put themselves out there and drop an F-bomb a time or two, and it's going to be okay. The Manning cast with Marshawn Lynch was phenomenal. That was a phenomenal 10 minutes of television. It only lasted 10 minutes because Marshawn kept cussing. And I think that this is going to be great for the NFL to have it on Amazon And if you're going to do streaming, you make sure you can do all the things that you can and get away with the things that you can on a streaming broadcast. There will be options for you that you don't have to watch the Amazon Prime. I think you could still watch it on the NFL Network as well, where they'll probably put together their own. But if Amazon wants to go down this road, push all in on it, man. Get the characters that people in football absolutely love. So I think Amazon's doing it. I think they're putting together one of the best crews. I mean, I think Fox NFL Sunday is my favorite that we have right now, and it's not particularly close. I think CBS puts you to sleep every morning. And ESPN, I don't know when the last time I watched ESPN's actually even was. So Fox is like the leader in the clubhouse. You got room. You've got room. And Amazon on Thursday night, they could be putting some special together. Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit as a play-by-play with Krista Thompson, Richard Sherman, Tony Gonzalez, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Aqib Talib, Andrew Whitworth, and Marshawn Lynch in their arsenal. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. I think it'd be fun broadcast to put together. All right. We've got primetime is coming up in a mere 8 minutes from now. I promise you, Jason Sukanik is here. He is motivated. He's been feverishly preparing for this show. I will tell you this. He opened up his Twitter account 5 minutes ago. So you know this is going to be the most prepared he's been in a long time. And yesterday's show, I was listening in the car on my way home, and I heard him say that they did not get the broadcast where he was doing it via Zoom up and running until 30 seconds before they went on air. I can attest, that is not a Jason Sukanik exaggeration. That is a Jason Sukanik promise. It was 30 seconds before Mike Lynch's update started that they finally got a connection, and Jeff McGinley, our fearless producer, came running out of the studio sweating, saying, I didn't think we were going to make it. So now he is here. He's going to be live and outdoors. We are going to put a fence around him so people can't get near him, and all of his COVIDs. He beat it on a 23-mile bike ride. It's the story of the century, I guess we're hearing right now. This just into the Ian Rappaport saying the disciplinary hearing for Deshaun Watson in front of jointly appointed Judge Sue Robinson has adjourned for the day. The expectation is that they'll continue it tomorrow. We've said it at the beginning of this thing as we were following Deshaun Watson when it was announced that Tuesday would be the day. Everybody said, don't expect anything on Tuesday. Don't expect anything for the next week, maybe 2 weeks, because there's going to be a lot to entangle. Deshaun Watson is in front of the disciplinary officer, Judge Sue Robinson, pleading his case. The NFL is looking for an indefinite suspension, and this is going to take a while to digest everything because they're going to have multiple days of hearings, and then you'll have the suspension handed down, and then you'll have the appeal process. This is going to be a very long time until it's all said and done and Deshaun Watson's punishment is handed down. It should be much more easy than this, but the one thing that, you know, you can kind of sit back and think about is if they were reactionary and handed something down before everything came out, then his suspension may not be as long or severe as it should be. And hopefully the time that it's taking means that there will be a punishment that's handed down that fits the severity of what he is accused of doing, what he has settled other lawsuits for doing, and what we already know about the actions of Deshaun Watson so far. So all those things still to come, and I'm sure we'll be talking about them for days to come. Unfortunately, we'll be talking about that instead of other things in sports. But guess what? We have footballs right around the corner where other guys will be taking the field that we don't have to worry about Deshaun Watson anymore. All right, coming up next, you got primetime. Souk out here live at Langdon. All the P1s, thank you all for being out here. If you're listening on the course, I'll be seeing you in a few minutes. Keep hitting them straight. Who are we kidding? Just keep it in play, all right? Don't lose too many balls, all right? And have a good time. We'll see you in a few minutes. All right, we'll see you Wednesday from noon to 3 up next primetime with Isaac and Souk. This has been Dusty and Friends on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.